There, Marilla. If I can limp, that means I can go back to school.
The doctor says next week, Anne.
Everybody has been so good and kind. Miss Stacy has been to see me 14 times. Isn't that something to be proud of? And she never told me it was my own fault and that she hoped it would make me a better person, as Mrs. Lynde always says when she comes to visit. Even Josie Pye came. I received her politely. If I had been killed, she would have had to carry a dark burden of remorse all her life. And Diana has been over every day. She agrees with me that Miss Stacy is perfectly sweet, a true kindred spirit.
Well, there's one thing plain to be seen, Anne. Your fall off the berry roof hasn't injured your tongue at all.
Pass the butter, Anne, and stop daydreaming.
Sorry, Marilla. I was thinking of the Christmas concert Miss Stacy is organizing. We've all been asked to perform something.
I don't approve of children getting up concerts. It makes them vain and forward and distracts them from their lessons.
But we're all rehearsing so hard. We're to have a tableau. Faith, Hope, and Charity. Diana and Ruby and I. I'm to be Hope, with my hands clasped so, and my eyes uplifted. I'm going to practice my lines in the garret. Don't be alarmed if you hear me groaning, Matthew. They require some heart-rending groans.
Well, no, that's fine.
I'll be heartily glad when all this fuss is over. You're simply good for nothing just now, with your head stuffed full of dialogues and groans and tableau.
What do you think, Matthew?
Well, now, I reckon it's going to be a pretty good concert, and I expect you'll do your part fine.